That's right.
Said he would come down with a new style. He said, my break free from reality with me this time around. Well, you can see that there ain't nothing but you and me, and we
and
know
your mom.
It's been turtles all the way down.
And that you're not real.
All the way down.
I'm not real. Time.
You're really unreal.
Time's not a thing.
By that I mean you don't exist.
And God.
I don't either.
Not a thing, but you're also God. It's complicated. We should probably start the show.
Guess who's back? Back again. Can Seamus back. Let's begin.
Yo. New year, who dis? Hey, everybody. Yeah, it's really me. Yeah, Seamus Harvey. You are back here on The Sacred Shame. Sacred Shame, I am Seamus Harvey here in 2021. Happy fucking New Year. You know, for a random astrological event, we certainly put a lot of weight on the new year. Just one more time around the sun on this spinning rock in the middle of infinity. And everything's going to be different now. But that's true. But it's not true because the rock is spinning around the ball of nuclear explosions in the middle of our solar system. It's true because we believe it's true. Because we put so much energy and intention on one thing. And that is why things will be different. Are things still going to suck? Yeah, absolutely. We have developed a society that reinforces negative behavior. It loves to attack creators, people that build, tear it down, and reward those who call people out for creation. If it bleeds, it leads. All that just toxic garbage. It's still going to be rewarded in 2021. So yeah, there's still going to be a lot of crap. But you're not the same person that started in 2020. You're a warrior now. You've gone through something that, had I told you a year ago that you were going to have to face, that you would not believe that you were going to be able to make it through. But here we are. 2021, we made it. Congratulations. That is worthy of celebration. That is worthy of popping champagne. That is worthy of fireworks. Fireworks. I am still residing in New Orleans, Louisiana, and my neighbors went fucking batshit with fireworks. I mean, like, blow up a building levels of fireworks. And it terrified my cat. just terrified my cat. Oh, I have a cat. Yeah, it's a cat I've had for a long time, tripod, but was living with my ex, and then when we split, she kept all the cats, because my children were staying there, and they, you know, cats and kids, but I got one of them back, and so Tripod is officially emancipated, and now a new resident of New Orleans, Louisiana, and loving life, truthfully, and why should you not? If 2020 taught us anything at all, is that tomorrow is not a given. It's not platitudes when people say that life is what happens when you're busy making other plans. That's all life's ever going to be. It is just this journey on this rock in the middle of fucking nowhere. That's the middle of everywhere to you. And you're going to learn stuff about yourself, about those around you, about this universe, this dimension. And it's going to surprise you. Because the second you think you know what the fuck you're doing, the whole script's going to get changed. And that my friends, is what 2020 was for all of us. Now, a lot of you, well, not a lot of you, some of you wonderful people have asked me many times over the last 5 months, well, where the hell are you? Where are the new episodes? They were coming out every day, and then twice a week, and then twice a month, and then none for months. Well, you know, like in a video game, when you get a new skill, you had to like fight to get it, or maybe it's a new weapon that has new powers, and you get it, and man, everything that you've been doing, it just becomes so fucking easy, right? You just destroy all of those levels that you've been through. They're fucking cake. Super, super easy. But that's not what you got the weapon for. You got the weapon with levels that are coming up. And monsters you've never seen before. And challenges you've never seen before. And if you had gotten complacent and started to think life was easy and that you kind of had it figured out how to bob and weave through this life, well, life's always going to have the next level for you. And that's what happened to me. I was doing great, loving the show, loving my audience. And the show was doing great. 65,000 downloads. And just the 3.5 months that I was on the air, I'm still flabbergasted at that. You know, podcasters in a lot of the social media groups that I'm on are 2 or 3 years in and they don't have those numbers. So I'm very grateful to every one of you that's ever listened to this podcast or shared this podcast with your friends. But I am not a guru. Say that in the first episode. And I'm just figuring this shit out too. Just like you. And man, last year, whew, just a wallop, learning to use these new weapons and these new skill sets on totally unseen challenges. But it is now a new year, 2021, that shitbag of year 2020 is firmly in our rear view. And I'm back. Still in New Orleans. Still fighting cancer, though. Almost done with treatment. I think maybe 2 more sessions and I'll be in remission, hopefully. But definitely going in the right way. Definitely getting my focus back. I'm definitely excited to be back here with you on the Sacred Shame. None of this is real. None of it. It just feels real. And the reason it feels real is because it's the realest thing that you're ever going to experience. But at the same time, it's not real at all. And that simple, but so fucking complicated statement, that cosmic superposition of you being nothing and everything, and you being no one and everyone, and nowhere and everywhere. It's what gets us into all these crazy situations here in the third dimension, and that's what I am back to discuss with you as we wander through this weird fucking rock once again. Welcome to 2021. This is your year, and I can't wait to talk to you about it. So back from outer space for your new year, I am Seamus Harvey, and this is Sacred Shame.
Hey everyone, Seamus Harp here. Super excited to talk about my new sponsor, Ama Healing, amahealing.co. They are manufacturers and purveyors of fine hemp extracts, CBD products, phytocannabinoids, all of the good health things to get your body in the best shape possible from a mentality and focus standpoint. And I use these fuckers every day. Literally, their CBD extract and their Elevate Elixir, I credit with basically keeping me alive. If you're a listener to the show, you'll know that I've been dealing with cancer for the last 6 months or so, and just from the cancer and the inflammation and the treatment for the cancer, I feel foggy in the brain a lot of the time, and the products from amahealing.co, specifically the CBD oil, hemp extract, and the Elevate Elixir, are really doing so much to keep me from being foggy and just feeling like blah. And the team is amazing. Matt, Ted, all the guys and gals and peoples at amahealing.co. Love you guys so much. Go to amahealing, amahealing.co. Use the code BUCKCANCER and maybe get a little discount from your boy Seamus Harvey. Again, that's amahealing, amahealing.co. I am Seamus Harvey.